Mr. Target again. Oh, I'm Mr. Target again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, oh. I'm trained most of the time. Know what I want, but I can't seem to find. I'm just a target again. Yes, I did. I'm just the target again. When I see what I've been praying for come through, things I'm believing for to make my dreams come true. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's now, or maybe it's never. Maybe it's when I get to heaven, I'm gonna hit that target and win. Give up, throw in the towel, gonna keep on pushing, it might go out. I'm gonna get that target, my friend. Yes, I will. I'm gonna hit that target, my friend. Come on. Again. Mm-hmm.
gospel from yesterday and from today. New music there for you. Yes, indeed. Aretha Franklin, How I Got Over. That's from the classic Amazing Grace recording. We also heard new music from Big Frieda. Big Frieda featuring Billy Porter doing Holy Shuffle. A group called New Spirit on Malaco Gospel. A tune called He's Alive. And the real Candy Staten, Miss Candy Staten, still doing her thing after all these years. I just love her voice and love the way she produces the music. I miss the Target again. Great black music from the ancient to the future. You are listening to One to One. I'm Kevin Amos.
I've tried to carry every burden on my back, held on to battles I should have never fought like that. But you whisper to my soul, let go, let me be. Now I'm learning surrender and find peace in the unseen. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept what I can't change in me. Give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know.
Coming up next, here's something I bet you didn't know.
And our first guest hails from the Mid-South and is known the world over for his soul hit singles like Let's Stay Together. But Al Green would answer another calling beyond the music world in 1976. Since then, He has presided over the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church right here in Memphis. And joining me for the very first time on Live at 9, the red couch here, Bishop Al Green. Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for coming in. So just let's talk about this. So
thanks.
You have been through so many seasons in life, right? I mean, topping the charts. And then you chose the path of God. Tell me about those highs.
Well, I can't take any credit for it. I didn't choose. I was called to it, but I'm happy to be called to it. And for the last 48 years, I've been here at the Full Gospel Tabernacle trying to do a good job.
I've been to your sermon. Okay, let me tell you what is interesting. So, you know, you get there, and it's this beautiful church, and then literally there are people from all over the world. I mean, there was one person from Brazil, another person from Europe, another person. I mean, these people come from everywhere, and they just have their camera up in there. And you, there's some song, and you preach. Tell me how that's different than when, you know, you've had your concerts.
Well, I mean, I keep the aura of church life, of course. Some people come to hear me sing Love and Happiness. I say, look, I'm in church. What do you want me to do? Some people say, well, man, go and sing it.
Do you ever do it?
Well, I've done it once.
Oh, my goodness.
No, twice. Okay. But some people just, you know, they don't mean no harm. They just love it, and they like it, and so I appreciate that.
How do you walk away from a career like that and say, I'm going to choose God? Well, I mean, how do you do that? Because some people just can't give that up.
Well, I can't. I didn't walk away. I was called.
Yeah.
So I was introduced into it by layers and layers of years and years, but I was born again in Anaheim, California, and I came back to Memphis like a little sheep.
When you say born, you mean reborn?
Yes.
Okay, because you're from Arkansas.
Yes.
What part of Arkansas?
Forest City, Mariana, around in there.
Do you ever
Highway 1?
Drive back and look and
yeah,
see
I drove
house?
Back. Yeah, that Willie Mitchell is right there. That's my buddy. Yeah.
Okay. What does that bring up for you, seeing his
picture? The songs. He put me through the songs, and he wouldn't let me stop, and he would make me sing all these songs, and I said, why are you doing it? He said, I'm trying to get an angle on your voice. Mm. Is it high? Is it low? Is it A flat, B? What? And we did that and came up with, I'm so in love with you.
Whatever you ask me to.
That's
I'm
it.
So nervous. I just sang in front of okay. So raw, soulful, timeless, right? These are the words that people use to describe you. They say that your voice is instantly recognizable.
Yeah.
Was that sound nurtured by Willie Mitchell or does that just come when you were singing in the church?
Yeah. That's I have to give that to Papa Willie and Vaughn and his daughters and stuff, because they Willie wanted me to sing like Al, and I didn't know how Al sang. I said, well, how is that? He said, well, just let yourself go and just sing like Al. And I don't know. I said, well, so I came back the next day and said, well, I'm not going to put anything to it. I'm just going to and that's the way it came out.
Every time you say that, I'm like ready for the whole song. Okay, so what's interesting is you are timeless. REM recently put together new music. Tell me what you know about it and what you think.
Well, we're recording it now. I'm not done with the album. I'm still working on it, but they wanted to put that out there. Everybody hurts. And we're just trying some new things. I mean, it's not the end of anything. It's the beginning of everything.
Why that song after all this time? What was resounding for you?
What's resounding is everybody hurts. Everybody, it says everybody hurts sometime. And so that's everybody have the ups and downs in life sometime. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and what does it mean to still inspire other musicians? Ice Cube,
yeah,
gave you a big shout out recently.
Yeah, well,
That's a cross. I mean, those is
that's
like
a good thing, isn't it?
Alternative rock and, you know. Yeah, that feels good. Okay, and what was so funny to me was when somebody, you know, the W light went out on Walgreens.
Yeah.
Somebody puts your picture up there. Yeah. Next thing I know, I'm seeing you on the Instagram.
I'm like, wow.
And
yeah, baby, you know, I saw that on the web. I'm going like, what are they doing?
And so somebody said, Al, you got to go, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, but, you know, we're not in the pharmaceutical.
right. But it's funny because, I mean, social media is such a thing right now.
And yeah, so that's where it was.
It's part of your, just your undying legacy and that it's always here.
Yeah.
Did you know that the song, Still in Love with You, Let's Stay Together, there are so many, but Let's Stay Together is literally known as the greatest love song.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know at the time that's what it was going to be?
I had no idea. No, I had no idea. Willie was playing it on the piano, and I said, what is that? And he says, let's try it. And Al Jackson came over and started beating on the counter with his little rhythm thing, and we went into the yeah, that's it.
It just came right out.
Yeah.
So countless artists, right? They go through their prime and they try to survive the industry. Can you just talk about what was it that, how did you endure, you know, any of the lows? Because it's never always high.
Right. It's always lows in there. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, really, you have to not be too concerned about the industry and what they say about you. You got to keep on doing your job and keep on doing your work and keep on cutting your songs and keep on working instead of being overcome by the industry and I have to report back and say this or that. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is keep on singing and preaching.
Okay, now let's get to, you know, one of the big reasons we're here. This is a huge milestone for you.
Yeah.
Right? You once said that church saved your life.
Yeah.
And you feel, do you feel like you're still on that mission?
Yeah.
And, okay, let's talk about this weekend.
Yeah. It's the 48th. Yeah.
why'd you read like that?
I've been doing it for this long, and so when I say 48, and I say,
really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it means that much to me to try to do a good job and try to do a wonderful job. I don't know how to 48 years. I don't know when to get out, and I don't know when to go home.
it's a calling.
Yeah, it is.
What can people expect this weekend?
Well, I mean, we're going to tap on a little bit of Al, because everybody knows Al for different things. Somebody know him for Still in Love with You or what have you. We can do, everything's going to be all right. He's coming back, all these things. We'll try to, because we have people coming from Amsterdam, Holland. We have people coming from Paris, France, Switzerland, Sweden. It's going to be a lot of folks from different places. And you don't have to have everybody in one place to love you, because God will fix it so that everybody in other places love you.
Right. And Memphians are encouraged greatly to come out and support the Al Green, Bishop Al Green at this time, because this is a huge milestone. I mean, you've endured a lot as far as when you look at yourself and just your contemporaries as far as being able to stand out all this time. Kanye West, Ice Cube, so many others have sampled your music.
Right.
What's next for you as you move forward, going towards the 50th year?
I'm trying to get the key to Stand By Me by Benny King.
What do you mean?
I'm working on it at studio, and it goes like,
oh, the key to sing it. Okay.
Yeah, they cut it while I wasn't here, so they the Hodges brothers put on there. When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only. Light, you'll see. And I love it. I'm gonna work on it some more when I get back.
I can't stop. Yes, I just cannot yet.
Yeah.
Love, like it.
That's nice. We'll try it.
Reverend Bishop Al Green, you have literally blessed us.
Thank you.
I love you, and I love everything you're doing. Come out to support this amazing church. It is it's a good time, and it will fill your spirit. I know, because I've been there, and the world loves you, and, you know, we here in Memphis definitely need to show that same love.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Favorite song would be Let's Stay Together, because that's the head that is the beginning of the whole thing.
We ever saw Mike number 9? That's the one, huh?
Yeah, that's my Willie Mitchell favorite Mike. We sang a lot of songs on that Mike, and he got to the point where he started putting it up after we get through. I said, man, there's a lot of mics in here. He said, yeah, but you see, you didn't sing on nothing but this.
Talk to us a little bit about Willie, because you talk so much about it.
Yeah.
Tell us what he meant to you.
See, Tired of Being Alone was the first million seller, so 71. So I come down here and Willie start cutting me and cutting me and cutting me and cutting me, and I didn't know why he was doing all the cutting. How loud do I holler? I said, man, I could show you that out on the street.
I knew they were different because my father created the Memphis sound. He used a lot of strings and a lot of horns, because a lot of people weren't using strings and horns doing R&B at that time. He really was a jazz player because he played trumpet. He played all the instruments, but he said he didn't want to steal from anybody, so he wanted to create his own music. He said, everybody steals from me. I couldn't even play the radio when we got in the car. If he got in your car, he said, turn the radio off. I don't want to steal from anybody because I don't want that music to be in my head. So that's how he did his music.
You'd have to pull from someplace, and most likely pull from your own experiences that's going on now, what's happening in your life at home. There's no else to pull anything from.
On the Let's Stay Together album, we stayed in here for about 3 days. We came in on a Sunday, and we didn't leave until Wednesday. We got stuck on the song, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? It took us a day and a half to mix that. Because, you know, when you're on an 8-track, you have to bounce everything down and put everything together. And every time Dad would go through, he said, this was a masterpiece. And he would start crying. I said, we need to hurry up. You know, I've been here for 2 days. I got a hot date. He said, you might call your hot date and tell me you ain't coming. So we mixed the whole album, and he said, fine, this is going to be a masterpiece. This is going to be one of the biggest albums Al has ever had. I said, okay. He was always a visionary.
He's trying to get the voice text right, you see. Willie was a friend. He's a father figure. We'd all go over to Willie's house and eat on Christmas. You'd have the temps coming by there. Just a lot of people just hang out at Willie's for 2 or 3 days just to be hanging out. If you got it, you got it. If you don't got it, you're going to find out real fast, because Willie's going to stop the music and say, okay, think about it a minute. And he goes into his la-la world and give you about 10 minutes or something, let you practice it.
It was different.
Yeah, different.
He knew how to sing. You didn't have to wait on him to make a chord, make a change. He could lead you there with his voice. Just the way that he sang and with the grooming Willie Mitchell gave him made him the superstar that he is today.
In walks a young Al Green. How did you meet Al Green?
Midland, Texas. 68.
Yeah. Willie called me and asked me if I had heard of this kid. Say he has a hit record out, Back Up Train. I said, Al Green. He said, yeah, Al Green. He's at the club owner looking for a man down in Midland, Texas tonight. So he said, "Do you want to go there?" I said, "Man, let's go." He called Leroy, Tim, he called the rest of the guys, and he called me back, said, "Can you be ready in about 30 minutes? I said, "I'm ready now." We get together and we drive down in Midland, Texas, and there we meet Al Green in the club.
Memphis was a gateway for the planters of cotton. Memphis was an open hub, too, musically, with Isaac Hayes and the Shaft and Peebles, all the bands. Everybody at High or Stax is with East Memphis music. And I don't think anybody can tell you how it happened. It just happened. Everybody was just doing their own thing, and we were dealing with the 1968 of Martin Luther King here in Memphis. It was a lot of heavy things going on.
At that time, Motown was hot. Stax was hot. We was cold as ice. They was writing "Let's Stay Together, I'm Still in Love with You." We all went over to Lake Hamilton, and we all had our little different cabins and stuff, and they would be writing in the daytime.
No, I wasn't nervous. I just wonder where's all this going. This guy's got all this stuff up around the walls. I said, "Excuse me, what are you trying to do in here?" He said, "What we're doing is tuning the room." I said, "How you gonna tune a room?" "Well, you have to make sure the sound ain't getting out here and sound ain't getting out over there."
When we got ready to do that album, I remember we had dinner the night before. We discussed some things that we might want to do. We had a different mindset. Now we're on the first step, we want to go to level two. The most important thing about that album, Let's Stay Together, we were so well knitted. I knew what the bass player was going to do. The bass player knew what I was going to do. We knew what the keyboard player was going to do. He knew what we was going to do. The lead guitar player knew everything in the drama. We just played off of each other. And that's what made it magical.
Yeah.
And we'd sit down at the piano right there at the back doorway, and we're going to get to playing all of his augmentative 11s and 12s. And we just write from right there. Well, the times are good or bad. We would have to get together and hover around Pop. And Pop would be playing these melodic lines on the piano. I would ask him always, "What is that?" And he would go, "I don't know, write something to it." And that's kind of the way we got started. Willie was playing it on the piano, but he didn't know what to call it. And Al Jackson came in and put a rhythm to it. And I said, "Well, what's that?" He says, "I don't know, jump in. I just thought to put in 'I'm so in love with you.' Whatever you want to do, it's all right with me." It wasn't anything that Teeny or Charles or Leroy hadn't done before.
We didn't get in anyone's way. However, we never rehearsed anything.
Before we left there, we wrote "Love and Happiness." Willie would be shuffling in songs, and you're out here with the earphones on, and he said, "Well, let's try this." And he punched 1, 2, 3, 4. You have maybe something else other than "Let's Stay Together." And so it's spending my day thinking about you. Nobody else would kind of like do. I'd rather keep what I got. And I think I got you.
You're with me, yeah, everywhere. You can't make me doubt it.
I know too much about it. And before I take it back, I'll end.
Let's talk. I'm still in love with you.
It wasn't me. It was the record company. They thought they had another hit with I'm Still in Love. They wanted to, like, jump it while the iron is hot. They didn't want to wait until, let's say, Together cool off a little bit. Willie had it in there, sitting on it, grinning. Because he knew, he just about knew what he had. He's a smart man. Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, all these people started playing these songs. And so it got to be pretty easy because everybody was on the same wavelength, so to speak.
Tell me about Simply Beautiful.
I kind of dream about it. I talk about it. But I'm better when I'm with you. She's a wonderful person and told me a lot about me that I didn't even know about me. And she keep telling me, you're going to be a big, big, big star. And I'm going like, how do you know that? She said, well, you just wait and see. You made me see the good in loving me when I was off to somewhere else.
Now the man who brings love and happiness into all of our lives, the BMI icon, Al Green.
I think the legacy is already implanted in the music. It's everlasting. Spending my day thinking about you. Yeah. Being here with you, being near with you. I can't explain myself, man. That's the legacy. And let's stay together whether times are good or bad. They already done said it. Happy or sad, we got to stay together. That's wonderful.
I wanted to put that out there for some of you folks that are too young to know about Al Green. And for some of y'all that do know, some additional things in his background that you were not familiar with. So I hope you gather that information as we talk about great black music from the ancient to the future all the time on this program. So, you know, just another example of some of the things that we bring together for you from various sources. So thanks for listening as we wind it down for you on a Sunday. Now, here's some new music from Ledisi.
Can be so cold. soon you're old. But while a voice within me cries, I'm sure someone may answer my call. And this bitter
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You are listening to One to One. This is Kevin Amos.
Even as I lay me down to sleep,
lay me down
where the world finds peace.